This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
دع الأيام تفعل ما تشاء وطب نفسا إذا حكم القضاء ولا تجزع لحادثة الليالي فما لحوادث الدنيا بقاء.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. عيدكم مبارك. تقبل الله منا ومنكم صالح الأعمال. So inshallah, just to follow with our protocols, you all know that we are at a crisis mode. We thank Allah we are able to offer the Eid. Many masajid across the globe are not even having Eid Salah. So we thank Allah we are able to offer this Eid Salah. However, we must insist that we follow strict protocols because we don't want to exacerbate the situation. So we kindly request all of you to wear your masks properly. That means over the nose as well. And to wear the masks at all times, especially when exiting the building. And to make sure that, unlike any other Eid that you've done, no physical touching, no handshake, no traditional hugs. Make dua. Next Eid, inshallah, we'll make up double the hugs. But this Eid, no touching. Especially outside, because this is our watch. And we don't want anything to happen under our watch. When you exit the building, salams and Eid Mubarak from far away, no touching. Also, we ask that as soon as the salah finishes, you remain seated and we will send people out in rows so that there's no congestion in the aisleways. So remain seated until your row is called. We will do two rows at the same time, the front and the back. Front will go from here, back will go from there. And as every row finishes, the next row will stand up and then make their way out. We also request that you wear your shoes outside the building, not at the door. Because if you wear it here, you're going to clog the entrance. So walk outside the building, and then on the pathway, you can wear your shoes over there, insha'Allah ta'ala. What time is it exactly? We're going to do the Eid Salah. As you all know, the Eid Salah consists of extra takbirat. First rak'ah will be 7 takbirat. Second rak'ah will be 6 total takbirat. And if you wish to raise your hands as well, that is fine. As-salah.
Allahu Akbar. 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 Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawm Al-Din. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى.
الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. 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 الله أكبر.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
الله أكبر. 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 الله أكبر كبيرا، والحمد لله كثيرا، وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا. لا إله إلا الله وحده، صدق وعده، ونصر عبده، وأعز جنده، وهزم الأحزاب وحده. لا إله إلا الله، ولا نعبد إلا إياه، مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. The takbirat of Allahu Akbar are commanded by our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, especially during these days. Allah tells us in the Quran that we say takbirat on Salat al-Eid and in the days of Eid. وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةِ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. To say the takbirat on the day of Eid is mentioned in the Quran. To say the takbirat in these days of Hajj and Mina on the 9th and 10th and 11th and 12th and 13th, it is commanded by our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There is no other few days in the year where we are commanded to the takbirat as much as in these days. The takbirat, and what will make us understand the power, the significance, the meaning of Allahu Akbar. In the second revelation from Allah, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was commanded, وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ. The first dhikr that was revealed was Allahu Akbar. It was the takbir that was legislated upon our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to begin the salah, Allahu Akbar. It is the takbir we use to move between every rukun, from standing to ruku' to sujood, we say Allahu Akbar. It is the takbir we use to begin the adhan, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And we use it to end the adhan as well. A newborn child, the first thing it is supposed to hear, we say the adhan, Allahu Akbar, into that child's ear. The takbir is the sha'air, is the sign of Islam. It is associated with the ummah from the beginning of Islam. It is the main dhikr that the entire world knows is associated with our faith. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. But what does it mean? And when do we say it? And what are the implications of the takbir? Allahu Akbar is a beautiful, profound dhikr. And it applies in any circumstance and in every situation. Allahu Akbar means Allah Azza wa Jal is more powerful and more magnificent and more majestic than anything else. And that is why, as we remember the takbir and we remember Ibrahim during these days, put the two together. When Ibrahim was surrounded by all the people of this earth, Allahu Akbar, Allah was more powerful than his enemies.
When Ibrahim was thrown into the fire of Nimrud, Allahu Akbar, the fire meant nothing against Allah Azza wa Jal. When Ibrahim was being persecuted by the king of Egypt, who took his wife Sarah, Allahu Akbar, the plotting of the mightiest emperor meant nothing, because Allah is more powerful than any king. Allah is more majestic than any force on this earth. When the entire world rejected Islam, Allahu Akbar, Ibrahim alayhi salam was a believer. When Ibrahim was commanded to call people to the Kaaba, and Ibrahim said, "Oh Allah, there's nobody here. Oh Allah, nobody will hear my call." Allahu Akbar, Allah said to Ibrahim, "You say the command, I shall create people to hear and respond to that command." Allahu Akbar in any circumstance and every situation. When the problems of this world become difficult, say Allahu Akbar, because Allah can solve those problems. When your debt becomes overwhelming, say Allahu Akbar, Allah can take care of that debt. When your family is sick, when you are ill, say Allahu Akbar, Allah is the Shafi, Allah is the Kafi, and Allah can cure that sickness and disease. When the entire world has been brought to a standstill because of the plague, when all commerce, when all travel, when even friends and family cannot meet, Allahu Akbar. Within an instance, Allah can solve the plague, because Allah Azza wa Jal showed us His power at the beginning of this plague as well. Allahu Akbar from every disease and calamity. Allahu Akbar from every grief and worry. Allahu Akbar from any situation and problem. And that is why we are commanded to say the dhikr, the takbirat of Allahu Akbar. Make it frequent in your tongue. Allahu Akbar is more beloved to Allah than anything on this earth. It is the heaviest thing in the scales. It will be a light for us on the day of judgment, and it will be a seed planted in Jannah for every dhikr that we say. But the most important reason why we say Allahu Akbar, and with this I conclude, is mentioned in the Quran. وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So that you may praise Allah and glorify Him because He has guided you, and so that you may show thanks to Allah. Allahu Akbar, we are Muslims. Allahu Akbar, we have Islam. Allahu Akbar, we are in the ummah of the greatest human being. Allahu Akbar, we are the recipient of the best book ever revealed to mankind. Allahu Akbar, we have the greatest sharia. Allahu Akbar, Allah is our Lord, and we have no Lord besides Him. La ilaha illallah, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Allahu Akbar, from all created entities, Allah is our Mawla, Allah is our Rabb, Allah is our Khaliq, Allah is our Raziq. We need no Rabb other than Him. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. We thank Allah for every blessing. We thank Allah for Islam. We thank Allah for having guided us. We thank Allah for all that He has given. I make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He protects us and our loved ones during this time of calamity and plagues. Oh Allah, You are the Akbar. You are the Rahman. You are the Rahim. Oh Allah, You are the Rabbus Samawat Sab'i wa Rabbul Arsh Al-Azim. Oh Allah, You are the Rabb of the throne. Oh Allah, You are our Mawla. We have no Mawla other than You. You are our Ilah. There is no Ilah to call other than You. Oh Allah, we ask for Your forgiveness on this day, Oh Allah. We ask for Your protection on this day, Oh Allah. We ask for Your Rahmah, Oh Allah. Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen. We ask for Your Rahmah, Ya Allah. Ya Ghafur, Ya Ghaffar. We ask for Your Maghfirah, Ya Allah. Ya Kareem, Ya Akram al-Akrameen. We ask for Your Karam, Ya Allah. Tabarak. We ask for Your barakah, O Allah. Ya Sami' al-Dua, there is none to ask other than You. Ya Shafi, cure our sick, O Allah. Ya Shafi, Ya Kafi, everyone amongst us who is sick, Ya Allah, You can cure the sickness. Allahu Akbar, You can cure that sickness, O Allah. Cure the sicknesses of all our loved ones and family. O Allah, You are the Akbar, You are the forgiver. Forgive all those that have passed on and died, O Allah. O Allah, forgive their sins, O Allah. Exalt their ranks, O Allah. O Allah, You are the Akbar, You are the Mawla and the Protector, O Allah. La malja wa la manja minka illa ilayk. there is no protection from you other than turning to you. So we turn to you, Ya Akbar, Ya Aziz, Ya Qawi. We turn to you for protection, O Allah. We turn to you to protect us from every calamity. We ask for your afiyah. We ask for your afiyah. We ask for your afiyah. O Allah, avert this calamity and plague from us and the ummah. O Allah, avert this calamity and plague from our loved ones. O Allah, avert this calamity and plague from mankind, O Allah. O Allah, you are the Akbar from any enemy. O Allah, there are many people being persecuted around the globe, O Allah. O Allah, our Uyghur brothers and sisters, our Kashmiri brothers and sisters, our brothers and sisters in Myanmar and Burma, our refugee brothers and sisters in Syria, our Palestinian brothers and sisters, our brothers and sisters in every single land, in Africa and Ethiopia, in every single land of this world, O Allah, wherever they are being persecuted by your enemies. Allahu Akbar, you are more powerful, O Allah. You are the Qawi, O Allah. You are the Aziz, O Allah. We turn to you, O Allah, to protect the defenseless, to protect the weak, O Allah. Protect the orphans, O Allah. Protect the hungry, O Allah. You are the Akbar. You are bigger than them. You are mightier than them, O Allah. O Allah, we turn to you to protect the ummah from every single calamity. Allahu Akbar, O Allah. We ask you for we ask you for iman and taqwa till we die. Allahu Akbar. We ask that you say the kalima. You allow us to say the kalima when we die. Allahu Akbar. We seek your protection from the grave and the fitna of the grave and the adab of the grave. Allahu Akbar. We ask for your protection on the day of judgment, O Allah. Allahu Akbar. We seek your protection on the day there is no protection other than your protection. Allahu Akbar. Make our scales heavy and make our feet firm as we cross the sirat. Allahu Akbar. Forgive our sins, O Allah, for you can forgive all sins. Allahu Akbar. We ask you the shafa'ah of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send his salat and his salam upon the greatest human being, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah azza wa jal bless this ummah and bless everybody who says la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Stand up and congratulate each other. May Allah accept from me and you. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. May I be the first to say, may Allah Azza wa Jal give you all a Mubarak Eid. May Allah make this a blessed Eid for all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to see many more Eids without this calamity and plague. We ask Allah for the next Eid to be an Eid of greater rejoice, even though this is an Eid of rejoicing. Have fun today, brothers and sisters, but within the limit of Islam. Have fun today, but remember the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also be cautious and practice social distancing. I ask the first row to stand up and the last row to stand up, and inshaAllah ta'ala, we'll start making our way from row by row, inshaAllah.
Ya man ajabta du'a Nuhin fantasar wa hamaltahu fi fulkika al-mashhun. Ya man ahala an-nara hawla khalilihi rawhan wa rayhanan bi qawlika kun.